In this video, you will understand why liberation or moksha is not what you think it is. You know, the mind always keeps us stuck in a loop. Whether it is success in our personal life or our professional life or in our business that we seek, or whether we want to evolve spiritually, in any endeavor that we take up and in any goal that we give for ourselves, we are always in stress, anxiety, and there is always a certain tension within us. And this keeps us stuck, and we are unable to live joyfully. We are unable to live fully in the moment. If you are a spiritual seeker who is studying different books, who is trying different techniques, who is probably practicing meditations and kriyas from some time now, you understand what I'm saying. Even though you are practicing so many things and you are trying to understand so many things, there is always a resistance within you. Always the mind keeps saying you are not there yet. The problem is simple. The mind keeps pushing joy into the future and never lets you feel complete now. Now, the answer to this comes from an ancient text which was composed by Adiguru Shankaracharya called Aparoksha Anubhuti. Aparoksha means direct. Anubhuti means an experience or living. So it points to a direct recognition of self, not bookish learning or any kind of a kriya or a practice or any form of a future achievement. And if you have been waiting for that big moment of liberation or enlightenment, then you might be surprised at what this ancient text says. So by the end, you will learn one simple shift that helps you live with peace and fulfillment in the now without chasing any goal, without even chasing enlightenment. And when I personally discovered this wisdom from Aparoksha Anubhuti, a weight within me was finally lifted. I finally felt that I was okay and that I can actually be free here and now without pursuing anything. So this revelation can be really, really powerful. So stay tuned with me till the end. And let's begin with this. Why does mind always postpone happiness? When we observe, we notice that mind tends to postpone joy. It attaches happiness to the next achievement, the next possession, or the next stage of life. This happens generally for all of us. If you are a professional and if you are seeking some professional success, even when you achieve that success, you are only momentarily happy. Immediately, your mind will find the next thing for you to do. Whether it's the next car that you need to buy, or whether it's the house that you need to buy, or an even bigger professional achievement that you seek. So the mind always creates a gap between happiness and you yourself. And the same thing continues for spiritual seekers. When we come into this path of what we call spiritual seeking, and when we begin to understand this reality for what it is, and when we begin to evolve and understand ourselves at a deeper level, when we begin to practice meditation and kriya and various things that we do in this journey, that pattern of the mind postponing joy and fulfillment still continues. Even spiritual seekers feel the same way. I have to achieve understanding. I have to achieve liberation. I have to achieve something for me to be happy. And whenever they feel any sense of negative emotions, or when they go through negative thought patterns, which is very common, they begin to judge themselves. They begin to criticize themselves. All of this is the game that the mind is playing. It's very, very important for us to understand what is happening here. Shankaracharya points out that there is something called ignorance. Ignorance makes the unreal appear real, and the real, which is your own self, look distant. In this way, the mind keeps you chasing images while missing what is already present. We can look at many examples here. For a child, happiness lies in a toy. For an adult, happiness lies in relationships, or buying a car, or achieving professional success, or earning a lot of money. And for a spiritual seeker, happiness lies in understanding and evolution and enlightenment. Like this, each and every one of us are aspiring to become something. We are aspiring to become someone. Now, this itself is the problem. This itself is because of ignorance as per Shankaracharya. Why does the mind keep repeating this loop? There are two reasons. First, there is society and karmic conditioning. From childhood, you are told to study for exams, prepare for college, achieve ranks and rewards. This wires the mind to keep living for the next stage. Second, the mind and ego itself wants control. By promising you happiness in the future, it keeps you running. In this chase, the mind feels busy and secure, and so it resists letting go of the habit. But all of this is unnecessary drama as per Shankaracharya. He says, you are already free here and now. And when I came to this particular verse of Aparoksha Anubhuti, which we will discuss in some time, a lot of things shifted for me. I just let go of that weight that was within me, and I could in that moment experience a sense of clarity. That is what I want for you today. With this, let's come to the message of Aparoksha Anubhuti. In the text Aparoksha Anubhuti, Shankara gives a very direct message. He says liberation is not to be reached later. It is your own nature here and now. The very title explains this. Aparoksha means what is nearest, what is not indirect. Anubhuti means living experience. So Aparoksha Anubhuti means self-realization as direct experience, not a future achievement, not a belief, not even memory. Now, most of us feel that there is a long road to liberation. There is a very long journey and there are a lot of potholes on the way. There is a lot of things that we need to work on within ourselves. And in some future point in time, we will reach a state called realization or enlightenment. Now, of course, there is some truth to it. But believing this is a very big danger. The approach that we need to take is very different. And that is what we will explore in this video. The 12th verse in the Aparoksha Anubhuti says, there is no doership, no actions, no faults, no birth. There is neither bondage nor liberation. This is the ultimate truth. Now, this is as direct as it gets. Shankara is pointing out that in the highest truth, karma has no sway over you because karma requires a doer. When the false notion of I am the doer is dissolved, karma cannot touch you. Here, Shankaracharya is clearly stating that right here, right now, in this very moment, you are already free. There is nothing that you have to do. There is nothing that you have to become. There is nothing that you have to achieve. There is no long road that you need to walk. You are already free here and now. Just the recognition of this fact is needed. Just living with this understanding in the present moment is needed. Just the giving up of doership and attachment to things is needed. You are already whole. You are Purna. Wholeness is hidden only by ignorance. Like a cloud hides the sun. Nothing has to be newly built. Nothing has to be achieved. In truth, the practice is just to see directly what is already shining. Shankara says, true seeing is born from inquiry, vichara, not simply by reading or collecting ideas. So, self-inquiry is the way through which the false notions are removed and the truth is recognized. And the work is not to add more knowledge and add more data into the mind, but it is to question everything and to question our own self until only what is real remains. To understand this, Shankara gives a simple example. At night, you may see a rope on the ground and mistake it for a snake. Fear rises. You may even jump thinking danger is near. But then a lamp is brought and you see it was a rope all along. The rope was never absent. Only the wrong notion of snake was covering it. In reality, snake was not even covering the rope. We just assumed that the rope was the snake. Liberation is exactly this. Nothing new is created. Only the error is corrected. Shankara also taught a very powerful method called neti neti, which means not this, not this. Question everything. Question all your assumptions using neti neti. Try to go deep and try to see whether you are the body. Try to see whether you are the mind. or the intellect. Try to see what you are, who you are, right here, right now, not in a future tense. See what remains when you understand that you are not the body and not the mind. See and experience the awareness that you are, which is beyond and beneath the body and mind. That awareness, that witness, that which you truly are never changes. It is in the present waking, in dream, and even when the mind is at rest. That is who you truly are, even as you are watching this video right now. Notice how everything around you changes. The world keeps changing. Your own body keeps changing. Who you were a decade ago, you are not the same person now. Your skin changes, your hair changes, your relationships change. But there is something, a dimension within you which never changes, which is simply the eternal witness, which simply is, without any explanation, without any cause, without any modification whatsoever. Just recognize this and just observe this phenomenon. Now your question is, how can I bring it to my life? How can I live this instead of just understanding it through a video conceptually? So with that, let's come to the final part, that is living with freedom here and now. Living liberation here and now is like setting down a weight you didn't even realize you were holding. Imagine carrying for years the heavy thought, one day I will be enough. The moment you let that go, there is a sense of space, lightness and peace. Shankara says this burden itself is an illusion. The mind whispers that joy will come later. But in truth, freedom is already present if you can notice it. When you live with the feeling of not yet, whether it is a material pursuit that you are in or whether it is a spiritual pursuit you are in, you are always in stress. Slowly anxiety and burnout builds up and it will lead to all sorts of mental and physical health disorders. Even when you sit down and meditate, your mind will ask you, when will that big moment come? When will enlightenment come? When will I be free from all my negative tendencies and thoughts and emotions? And as long as we keep thinking this, that moment will never come. Even when we begin the journey of seeking and understanding ourselves, we begin to compare ourselves and our journeys with someone else. Now, this happened to me also. When I began studying Vedanta, when I began learning different concepts and observing myself and understanding myself, immediately my mind began to compare my journey to someone else's. I looked at someone who was younger than me, who seemed like he understood so much. And again, judgments come, comparisons come, even when we are on the spiritual journey. It is very, very common. What we must understand here is that this is the nature of human ego. This is the nature of human mind. And we cannot avoid it. So we must detach from it. What we must begin to say is that this is the pattern of the ego. This is the nature of the mind. But I am neither the ego nor the mind. I am the witness. I am the awareness behind it. So the more we detach ourselves consciously again and again, of course, this may not happen in an instant. Even after detaching, we might again get caught. We might again get swayed in the wrong direction. But we must persevere. We must persist. We must again witness. We must again be self-aware. We must again detach. This is how we can live that truth. Now think of a time when you searched all around your house for the missing keys, only to find that they were already in your own pocket. That is exactly what enlightenment is about. Ultimately, we will come to a point when we begin to see that it was always there. And it was our own self, and it was the closest truth to us. It was, in fact, who we truly are. But we just forgot it. We just ignored it. We just pursued anything and everything apart from that which truly matters and apart from that which we actually are. So, Shankara calls this self Purna, complete. You are not a broken part needing repair. You are whole already. What seems missing is only the recognition of this fact. Even when no special state appears, your awareness here and now is steady and complete. Seeing that directly is the beginning of living with freedom. Now, how can you turn this understanding into practice? How can we make this practical? From today, instead of setting new goals, especially if you are a spiritual seeker, pause and look. Ask a simple question, who am I? You will notice thoughts arise and fade, feelings shift and disappear. But the one who knows them does not move. Rest in that awareness. Rest in that witness. Even for a brief moment, that small shift opens a space inside. There is no need for you to postpone joy and happiness from today, because joy and happiness is what you actually are.